Hello?
Hello, I'm Rose, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you then, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I don't know.
Okay. And will you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
The right track.
Okay, thank you. Will you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
The right track.
Okay. And politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
No.
Okay. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I don't have any kids.
Oh, okay, got it. Thank you. Will you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track, based on what you have heard or what you know?
What's the question again?
Yes, will you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
I don't know.
You're not sure. Okay. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public school. Will you support or oppose this legislation?
What's the question again?
Yes. Will you support or oppose this legislation? It says that supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public school. So will you support or oppose this legislation?
What does the legislation pertain to?
Okay, it is based on what you, on your opinion only.
Well, what's the legislation? You're saying that it's going to take money away, but what is taking?
Okay, it says that supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's state, to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. So will you support or oppose this legislation?
I don't have any answer to that.
Okay, not a problem. Given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? More or less likely to support?
I would say more.
Okay, and is that much more or just somewhat more?
What's the question again?
Yes, given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts?
Dang it, I got my spot. I said more likely.
Okay. And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
They should.
Okay. And what about this?
Hey, how many more questions? How many more questions do you have here? I gotta go.
Oh, just a couple of more. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public school, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes, they should.
Okay. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should.
Okay, thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and the tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Will you support or oppose this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? Should or should not?
Be given to who?
Given to Virginia hemp farmers.
Oh, okay.
So do you think should or should not?
They should.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Do you support or oppose this?
I oppose that.
Okay. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I don't oppose that.
You support that or oppose that?
What's the question again?
Yes, it says that, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I don't oppose that.
Okay. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Do you support or oppose this?
I support it.
Okay. And
all
do
right.
You support
I have
or oppose
to go.
This? Okay, it's not going
to
take that long. Believe me that you're helping me a lot. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? Do you support or oppose this?
I don't support that.
Okay. And now, I'd like to ask you some questions only about mental health in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that, number one, access to care in my community is good? Number two, there is a moderate access to care in my community? Or number three, access to care in my community is inadequate? Could you please select one of them? Ma'am, you still there? Hello? Hello?